Here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show in the Bayer Crop Science Tent, with me is Dave Byram, who is a Seed Growth Senior Product Manager. And Dave, we're going to talk about Olivo. First of all, tell us about Olivo. What is it? What does it do? And why is it good?
Well, Olivo will be the first seed treatment introduced to the marketplace for prevention of sudden death syndrome. What it does is protect the seedling very early in the seed season when the pathogen affects the seed, which causes sudden death syndrome. And the benefit is protection of the seed in end of the season yield benefit to the grower.
So now we're actually going to see some trials of Olivo out of sudden. Is that what we're going to do this week?
That's what we're going to do this week. We have several showcase trials that we have in place across the Midwest. And we have one here in Ames, which we'll be having an event on Thursday to show the difference between treated and untreated of Olivo. And there's some very significant visual differences between the two.
Well, tell me what we're going to see then.
Well, you'll see a number of replicated trials that our researchers have put in place with seed that's been supplied through our various seed partners. And we're going to look at the various degrees of infection and control between the tolerance ratings of the varieties. They're exceptional plots. We've been doing them for 4 years now, and the results have really shown that Olivo will put the farmer first.
How significant of a problem is SDS?
Well, SDS, if you look between 2009 and 2011, robbed the American farmer from 45 million bushel of soybeans, or $500 million of revenue. In those pockets where sudden death syndrome is prevalent year after year, the only real practice that a grower can use is culturally, meaning they delay planting. They do have SDS tolerant varieties that are out there, but the disease is still very impactful financially to them. And what Olivo does is allow the grower to plant at the optimal time and achieve the full genetic yield benefit of the soybean plant. So it really puts control back into the grower's hands. It fills an unmet need that is not currently out, that the solution is not out there already.
So when can we hope to see Olivo available?
We're anticipating a federal registration fourth quarter of 2014, and we'll have a soft launch in 2015 to be out in the marketplace.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add, Dave?
Olivo is true innovation. Innovation is often a very misused term, but Olivo is innovation because it puts the farmer first.
Here at the 2014 Farm Progress Show at the Bayer Crop Science Tent, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.